Good afternoon, Unalaska, and welcome to another edition of Unalaska Fisheries Report. My name is Frank Kelty. I'm your host, and today is Friday, the 29th day of January. We've got our first week of the trawl fisheries in the books, and things weren't too bad. It was pretty slow overall for the first week of the groundfish trawl season that opened on January 15th. We had a total of 35,000 metric tons harvested. The total catch for the year on groundfish is 49,467 metric tons, and there's still 1.9 million metric tons still to harvest, so we've only completed 2% of the overall groundfish harvest. The main part of the harvest last week was the pollock fishery, or a good portion of it. The pollock fishery for the first week of operation was very slow. I understand they had some issues with small fish and low recovery on pollock roe. So only about 20,000 metric tons were harvested. That still leaves for the A season, 496,000 metric tons still available to harvest. Only 2% of the allocation has been taken. And the total allocation for the A season on pollock is 505,000 metric tons. We divided up between the shoreside and offshore fleets. The breakdown on pollock last week, the catcher vessel sector had the largest amount of harvest. They had 11,148,000 metric tons overall for the season, the same amount. And there's 220,404 metric tons still available for harvest on the catcher vessel sector. They're at 5% of the A season allocation. The at-sea processors had 3,700 metric tons of catch last week, same amount for the season since it was the first week. And they have 181,000 metric tons still available to harvest, and they were at 2%. Mothership sector, 882 metric tons. Last week, same for the season's harvest, and they have 45,428 metric tons to harvest. They're also at 2%. And the CDQ group had 4,200 metric tons of harvest. They're at 4,200 metric tons of harvest for the season and have 49,360 metric tons still to harvest, and they're at 17% of the season. The other groundfish fisheries, cod, fishing was pretty slow there, except for the freezer longline sector. They did real well. They've had almost 3 weeks of fishing now, and they're up to last week they had 348 metric tons of harvest for the season. They're up to 11,000, just under 11,500 metric tons, and they still have 44,101 metric tons of A-season Pacific cod still available to harvest, and they have taken 21% of the A-season allocation. For the catcher processor sector on using pots, they had 487 metric tons of harvest last week. They're at 1,233 metric tons for the season. And they have 479 metric tons still available to harvest for their A-season allocation. They're at 72%. Catcher vessels using pots 60 feet and over, 683 metric tons of harvest. They have 200 for the season, 2,028,000 metric tons for the season so far, and have 7,500 metric tons still available to harvest. They're at 21%. And the 60-foot under fixed gear vessels have harvested 1,600 metric tons. They have 3,200 taken for the season and still have 1,274 metric tons still available to harvest. And in about 3 weeks, they'll be able to start working the state water 58-foot and under pot fishery, and that has an allocation of 36 million pounds to work. So they still have another good shot here after they finish their federal water fishery. CDQ sector last week on Pacific cod, 506 metric tons. They had 1,100 for the season so far and have 24,430 metric tons still to harvest. They're at 4%. We're going to take a look at the Bering Sea crab fisheries now. Snow crab fishery is starting to pick up a little bit. It's been 2 weeks since we talked about the crab fisheries. Snow crab is up to 118 landings for 500,000 pounds, and they have 30 million pounds still to harvest. They're at 25%, and the overall quota for the snow crab fishery is slightly over 40 million pounds. The Barredeye Tanner crab and in the East and West District are still having a sizable amount of fishing effort on the east side of the Bering Sea. They're up to 188 landings for 7.3 million pounds, and they have 3.9 million pounds still to harvest. They're at 65%. And on the Barredeye Tanner fishery west of 126 degrees, they've had 4.7 million pounds of harvest. They have 4 million left in that fishery. They're at 55%. And on the last Tanner crab fishery is the McCutcheon Bay. Eastern Aleutian Barredeye fishery has got one vessel fishing, and they made their first landing last week. I'm not sure if they got the whole 35,000 pounds that were available for McCutcheon Bay or not, but I know there has been one landing, and we'll have the catch information for you next week. And the Aleutian Island brown king crab fishery, we're up to 28 landings in the Western District for 1.5 million pounds estimated, and we estimate 1.5 million pounds still to harvest. That fishery is 50% complete. The Eastern District was wrapped up about 2 months ago, and that quota was completely taken at 3.3 million pounds. Now we'll switch over to take a look at some of the groundfish fisheries in the Amendment 80 sector, your yellowfin sole, your rock sole, skates, Pacific Ocean perch, things like that. And yellowfin sole fishery also kicked off on January 20th and had the first week of harvest was fairly good. They had 3,188 metric tons of harvest for the season. They're at 3,200 metric tons of harvest, and they have 145,000 metric tons still to go. That's 2% of the allocation has been taken. On rock sole, only 382 metric tons last week, same amount for the season, and they have 68,867 metric tons of harvest. They have 1%. Has been taken. On the miscellaneous sole category, we have about 6-7 different species of small amounts of sole. Only 163 metric tons was taken last week as bycatch in other fisheries, and same amount for the season, and they have 72,000 metric tons still available for harvest there. The skate fishery had a harvest of 655 metric tons last week. They're up to 1,935 for the season and have 19,910 metric tons still available to harvest. They're at 9% of their allocation. The Pacific Ocean perch, mostly bycatch in the cod fishery, only had 27 metric tons for the season, and they have 32,000 metric tons still available for harvest. The mackerel fishery in the Aleutian Islands had 2,700 metric tons of harvest last week. That's the same for the seasonal amount, and they have 54,000 metric tons still available for harvest. We had just a little bit of Greenland turbot harvested last week, 1 metric ton. And then octopus, 17 metric tons. Octopus has got 47 metric tons for the season and have 353 metric tons still available to harvest. In the going back to Pacific cod for a moment, the trawl sector, I forgot to mention that, just a small amount for the first week of the trawl opening, 677 metric tons total harvest. They have 62,502 metric tons still available to harvest. The largest amount of harvest in the Pacific cod trawl sector was the Amendment 80 bottom trawl sector. They had 293 metric tons, and for the season, they're up to 994 metric tons and have 22,280 metric tons to harvest. The catcher vessel sector had 288 metric tons of harvest. They have 1,245 for the season, have 36,444 metric tons still to harvest, and the at-sea processors had 90 96 metric tons of trawl harvest. They're at 353 for the season and have 3,778 metric tons still available. In the ADAC area, Pacific Cod, they have in the federal water fishery, there was 140 metric tons harvested, and the season total is the same, leaving 12,730 metric tons available for the federal water fishery. The ADAC fishery has a harvest of between 12 and 14 million pounds, and that has not started as of yet. Well, that wraps up this week's report. We have Raider basketball tonight. The junior varsity or the junior high starts at 3:30, and then we have junior varsity after that, boys and girls, and then we have the main event at 7:30. The boys, Raider boys, against the Dillingham Warriors. And come out and support the Raider basketball team. And we'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend.